coat it. Some breakfast sitting
around
here.
Forgotten my sweater. Always on.
I'm gonna put the coffee in the
yeah.
In the dewy.
Yeah.
I mean
oh,
in the pan.
Yes, that.
Well, that's the reason I'm new to
it. Magic cup.
Yeah, but is this your various people like various things for breakfast, so we've just gotten the habit.
We don't do anything but drink a cup of coffee and eat a piece of toast. Home.
Is that warm? No. I need heat part. You sit around and heat. Oh, and I get you.
We'll go just like we did yesterday. We'll go right down. Well, I'm up, not right by it, but I'm up the Silver Springs on it.
Well, I guess you, yeah. You go down on 441.
Mm-hmm.
You want to go to Orlando?
Mm-hmm.
You go right smack dab.
So you want to go with us, guy?
Well, Selwood, I tell you, I feel like you do. Hell no. I don't want to leave home.
He's been trying.
But I feel like I ought to go down and see that feller.
He's been wanting to get to Fort Myers.
I might hit the ride with you.
To Fort Myers to see Roscoe for all these times. And I said, well, they're going to spend the night on the road. I said, I don't care what they do.
Well, come on, go with us.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Sure. We're going to go to Disneyland with us this afternoon.
Oh.
Disney, whatever it is, world.
Yeah.
World.
Disneyland.
Well, if he doesn't, he can read a book or walk around.
Yeah, well, I go anywhere anybody else goes.
I think he just hates to see you all go, too.
Now,
get ready.
I tell you what, I want to see old Pentecost.
I want you to, too.
I want to see him away from home. You see, they are more lively when they get away from home, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
Come
on, huh?
Get you all together.
You may be ready to go. I don't know. But if you want to go, let's go.
What does it take for me to get ready?
Get in the car, I guess.
I haven't got anything but my makeup.
Come on, I'll take you to see Roscoe in the Pentecost.
All right. I can't find my britches.
You can't find the britches?
I got half a dozen of these things here, and this is the only one I can find. Oh, that'd be nice to be to see some of those people down there.
He's been threatening to do this for so long.
Somebody's going to surprise you into it, huh?
Well, he just might go with you.
Well, we tried to get off, and it's hard to get off from here.
Well, this is a good time, because the man was here to stay with me.
That's a cute little cup. Is that yours?
No, it's mine.
Not mine.
Oh. Yeah, that's cute. That little cup.
You can get me a fork, Mama.
Oh.
Here's one. Here's one.
That's your mama.
Here's one.
One piece of
toast. Did you want it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Baby. She got us all fixed up here.
I don't. It's supposed to be crisp.
Mm-hmm. If you leave it just a minute, it will be.
Oh, I see.
He doesn't care whether it's crisp or not.
He don't care.
No.
Well, it's
I'm the one that likes the crisp.
Yeah.
Anything crisp,
right?
It's
that's not right, baby. You didn't do it right. You ought to, when I'm here, you won't let me do that. You can't do it. Hey, see, they're all so smart, Kathleen, but they can't make toast. They just cook everything, you see, and I can't cook anything, but I can make toast.
Yeah, you better fix that.
Yeah.
Why don't you go fix it?
They haven't had beef toast since I've been here.
Because you hadn't fixed it.
Well, it was burnt before.
And he's known for his great fine toast.
Call Tom, tell him you'll be there tomorrow sometime.
All right. He'll be there when I get there.
He didn't leave.
No. Delbert, let me tell you.
All right.
Faye wasn't in here when Barbara was here. And she didn't get that little picture of going to school on that horse. What's your horse's name?
What was my horse's name?
Been too long ago.
I forgot.
Myself.
She was a granddaughter of Midnight Sun.
My goodness.
I don't mean your last horse.
You
now that last
one I drove drove to school.
That last horse was you thought you got a Tennessee Walker and you figured anybody would ride a Tennessee Walker, is that right?
Yeah. You mean the one I drove to school?
Yeah.
Well, I drove several.
They were just horses.
Yeah.
That was there was old Beulah.
Well, who about one?
Who had been our trotting race mare.
Oh, really?
That was the first thing I remember. She's worn out, though, when we drove her to school.
Oh, I see.
But she could still go.
Yeah.
And then there was old Rex, who got... Yes, whole thing, he just couldn't do anything but lope. He couldn't try it fast as I could.
Yeah.
And I hated him.
But he could lope.
But the other boys had fast horses, you know?
Yeah.
And I had this old guy who couldn't try it.
Well, that's always mine.
And then there was old Bonnie. And the pony was Buck. Had another one named Bessie. I believe that's about gave me my education.
Yeah. You had a right smart education.
I educated a lot of horses too going to school.
Yeah. But you'd ride with your legs hanging down.
Yeah, in the mud. If the horse flopped the mud, had to wear gum boots. In the wintertime, if the mud's on the ground, flop that mud up on your legs.
Yeah. Be slouching long.
Yeah.
And your legs hanging down, you'd get it too. But now you also used old Beulah and them horses around the place.
Oh yeah.
Did you use them or did your daddy use them?
Well, I was too little to use little Beulah.
Yeah.
He's the first thing I can remember.
That's for your time, really.
No, I was going to school. In the third, fourth grade or something.
Yeah.
Well, you all like you went in the buggy when you were young, didn't you?
Did until the...
Because Alice didn't ride a horse, I know.
Did until the... Deb started school. When he started school, one of us had to ride a whole pony. Go drinking. Three would all get in the buggy.
Well, that's right, there's four of you.
Bob used to rode the horse.
Yeah.
a pony.
Yeah.
I forget Bob.
Well, when the three of you was in the buggy, what'd you do? One of you sat forward?
The middle one sat forward.
Yeah. In cool weather, you had one of those big old lap robes?
Mm-hmm. Side curtains for the buggy.
Oh, side curtains?
Yeah.
They were really uptown.
Storm seat in front of you.
Yeah.
Bama. I've been seeing this advertised. I mean,
what'd you say?
In the grocery.
Oh,
a sheet thing in front of you, fastened onto the top up there some way.
And they'd go over the dashboard?
Down to the dashboard, and I kept the rain off of you from hitting you in the face. So the side curtains on the buggy weren't much pumping.
How you mean?
Well, they weren't too much help to you unless the rain was coming from the side.
Sure, sure.
That's why they were side curtains.
Sure. Yeah.
That preserves is like homemade, isn't it?
Yeah.
Good.
And you'd be going right into the rain, and the side curtain wouldn't help you much.
No.
Yeah. But this one horse then would keep you going.
Yeah. We old Bonnie got sick. We had to buy a horse from Grady Palmer.
Yes.
You know old Grady.
Yeah. I didn't know he'd lend you a horse.
Well, he did. And we called him Shorty. And we drove Shorty until Bonnie got over her sickness. I don't know if she had blind staggers. Went to hit her up one morning.
Oh, I didn't know you ever got over blind staggers.
Well, she did. I didn't know any of them did either. But that's what the vet said she had. And we kept Shorty out there for, he lived, Grady lived in town, he didn't have any use for the horse.
Yeah.
And we kept Shorty out there, that's what we called him. I don't know whether that was his name or not, official name.
Why, did he have a short leg?
Yeah, he was a short horse, and he could go.
Short horse or short leg?
Short horse all over. Short legs, short body.
Yeah. But he got you there.
Yeah. And he was fat as he was just as fat as mine. I remember the little old thing. He just as brown and fat as he got him. But when we started driving him to school through that mud, he lost it.
Yeah. Well, now, Selbert, you and Alice, was she an outdoor girl?
Oh, not much, particularly. Not particularly.
Me?
She had to be to go to school, though.
Three miles of it.
Yeah. You know what? How far I was from home over there, up the state line road.
She did ride the horse some, though, didn't she?
Occasionally, yeah.
She rode before we married, I remember.
Well, that's not
3 miles.
We
rode together.
Is it?
Sure. It's a mile over to the state line, more than 3 miles, time you kind of went up to the house. More than 3 miles, and the school was back north of the store.
Yeah.
About, I don't know, half a mile.
That far?
Yeah. So it's further than 3 miles to the school from home.
Well, how certain
did. Hell, I had to get an education like Jesse Stewart. Walked to school a lot of mornings.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
What's wrong with the horse?
Probably had a blind stagger or something, I don't know.
I bet you did.
We didn't walk many
I
times.
I bet you didn't go didn't when the horses couldn't go.
And you know, we had school. The weather didn't get too bad to have school at home at Jordan.
But now it gets too
bad. Of course. Didn't have any way to let folks know there wasn't going to be some snow today and there wasn't going to have any school. Didn't have any radio. Didn't have no way to get to work. Word. So, we didn't ever had any days to make up at the end of school.
Yeah.
Didn't have no buses.
Yeah.
You know that.
Well, when it's pretty early in the spring, you all imagine it was fun to walk to school, all of you, for everybody along the way.
Yeah.
But Bob rode the pony.
Bob rode the pony.
Yeah. He thought that was a privilege.
Mm-hmm. Are you doing me like you did Mr. Man in that book?
Well, doing this for?
Mr. Fieldman, is that his name?
Mr. Nealon.
Mr. Nealon.
Yeah.
You write the book about Mr. Nealon visiting him here?
He did.
Yeah. We got, we didn't get to the Anderson part. He gets up in the mountains, and you also get a look at those beautiful, he dries those peaches.
Dries them
uh-huh.
up on tin roof.
Just puts them out in the sun.
Uh-huh.
And I say, Mr. Nealon, peaches I see as juicy, and they were dry. Well, you see, the peaches they had weren't juicy. They were good, but they weren't juicy. They just pop open and lay them out there in a day's time or so. They would.
That's the kind of they make peach pies out of, isn't it, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they're the dried peaches we buy, used
yeah,
to buy.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, I don't see them anymore.
No.
I don't remember Mother ever drying any. I mean, Miss Allen Alice dried them, though.
Peaches? No, I don't think apples.
You don't remember?
Apples they did.
I know. Well, I know
I
they did lots
did
of apples, but
peaches.
I thought they did a few peaches.
I don't, not that yeah. I can recall.
Well, you know, I've never tried it, but Bill's wife tried it. Marine, when they put peaches in the freezer, they take, peel them, of course,
mm-hmm.
and put them in a syrup, you know, put them in the freezer. And then they cook those peelings and cook them down real low.
How long you want to stay in Fort Myers?
And they and
oh,
they make peach pies, fried pies. And it, you can't tell it from dried peaches to save your life.
The peelings.
Mm-hmm. And it's so good. I put things in the freezer that I have at home.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's an easy way to advance it, isn't it? You don't have to turn it. You just...
And I pulled the thing out by my hand a while ago.
Wasn't in the tub.
I never heard of that.
Somebody told me about that can't possibly be good. I think Marion's the first one. And I ate some pies and one of the biggest neighbors told her. And they just canned it, you know.
Uh-huh.
She gave her some. Oops! In the can.
I didn't know you were going to make it work.
Well, I don't know much about these things. No. It turns itself when you wind it. So I've got one on one side and the next one. I'll have to.
Now you have to wind it.
Oh, I see.
Now you have to.
I've got one shot here.
Well, now when you get ready to make another one, you do that, won't you?
Yeah, but you see that. When you push that, like, it turns it.
Mm-hmm. And turns the film, too, I guess.
No,
I'm not a photographer.
It doesn't turn the film? Do you know about these things?
I have one.
Does it turn the film?
It turns the film, I guess.
Well, let her
no,
tell you,
I
so
know.
We won't be making
I
one on
I took this thing, I took one of a guy a while ago, and I shot this one.
Yeah, well, it turns that.
I didn't know that.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and then you took it
well,
out.
Well, I knew that.
I took
that's
it out
all
and
I know
it
about
it.
I knew that little
I
thing turned
it.
The bulb.
Now, this,
I haven't done anything to it since I snapped your picture.
Well, this is a new one. I guess you better just.
Yeah.
Well, how do you get into it?
Mine's not like this one, so I can't tell you.
Yeah, I think that's the safest.
I think you better. The best thing to do would be to stop by. Yeah.
Now,
that's
you're ready to take another
that's
one.
That's right, you're ready to take another
mm-hmm.
one.
And when you get it back around, if it won't turn around, it won't keep turning, I don't
uh-oh.
Imagine.
No, that's it.
Well, can he take it out and put it in and get that one that he
skipped?
No, you can't do that. I know that, because that ruin your exposure.
Take this out. And we'll
mm-hmm.
see.
Oh, I guess you can't. Yeah, you can do that.
That's what I mean.
Next
not
time
the
you come
film,
around
yeah.
to this one, it's already shot.
Yeah, I see. Yeah.
Well, that's
yeah.
All you'd have to do
yeah.
is take it out
yeah,
and put it in
that,
the right position.
That's right. Yeah, you can do that. I keep count on mine.
Now, look, before you get impatient, tell Faye. See, I can't tell. I can tell her, but it won't be as interesting as you tell her. Tell her about Aunt Clara's will.
Gosh, I can't remember. Maybe she can.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Oh, she left it too.
Well, you told her last night.
I didn't tell her like it. I left off a couple of generations, I'm sure.
Well, put them in.
Put them in.
I won't get
she
it.
Left it far to a boy and his wife that lived there with her.
Price?
For the
Lacey. Mm-hmm. And he lived there when I was down there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to tell you, Selbert, the fellow that lived there had just come when the last time I was there.
That was, must have been Roy and his Roy
and
Bill.
He was hard to get along with.
Well, heck.
Everybody, anybody.
If you hear that Clara, he was hard to get along with.
And I mean, she would get put out because he would go off and do that custom work.
Well, now that was.
No.
Instead of going ahead with her work.
How long they, who lived,
I think that was Roy at first.
He lived in the house with her?
Yes.
Well, that was, might have been Vinoy Cox.
Well, it could have been.
Vinoy Cox. Yeah.
Sounds more like it.
And now that boy, I don't know, tell how many thousand acres he's got. He left there. And
quite a big shot.
Got,
you could tell he was on to me.
Yeah, he was a hard worker. And a good manager, I reckon. Anyway, she left this farm to this boy and his wife, who were there later after that, Roy Lacey and his wife. And she has since died, since Aunt Clara did. And he's remarried. Anyway, she left this farm to them for their lifetime.
Yeah.
With a provision.
Now, Aunt Clara was
my mother's sister.
Mother's sister, and she was one of our favorites, you see. She would never. Good for anything while she was over.
No, just talk.
But she could talk. Oh, she could. Did that go in your family? In your mama's family?
Yeah. All of them.
Yeah.
And I put a provision in there that if Roy died first and Vera remarried, then she had no longer. In hold on the farm.
That Vera would have gotten.
But Vera has died. But it could be Roy's whether he remarries or not. But anyway, he has remarried. Then it must go to. Who got it after Roy? Who gets it after Roy? Okay, do you remember?
after Roy, it goes to.
That girl?
Francis
McMurray, who was her husband.
And James.
That's her husband's family.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And
well,
James
now, you see, the understanding I had when I was there, that nobody would interfere with it. It would go by rights. She just had a lifetime interest in it. And it would go back to the McMurray.
No, it was hers. She could have done what she wanted to do.
Well, I know, but she felt like...
Yeah, but I
didn't
know
what
you're talking.
Yeah, I think that was her.
The McMurray's. But then she changed a little bit after...
She changed every 3 or 4 months.
Oh, did she?
Well,
yeah.
Which it was divided among four people. Elizabeth Pease, she entered Aunt Clara's life for a year or two, but she was always and left, and she was always crazy about it. But
yeah.
It went to Elizabeth Pease.
Well, now did she live in Hickman?
Oh, she
lived
in Arizona.
She lived way out in Arizona somewhere. And then Frances McMurray is the one who lives at Hickman,
right.
And she's about my age.
Yeah.
But James McMurray is to go to James McMurray and his wife and Miss Pease. And now Frances McMurray got some on her own. But
she got 40, 50 acres herself.
But I think she's in on this too. And she's, no, Ruth. Ruth is
Coram.
It's Ruth. She was Ruth McMurray, married Coram. Now let's see. Let's go back. Frances was great, big, fat niece that lived in Hickman, and she's afraid that she'd never get married and have a husband to take care of. Well, she did marry some great big some man that wasn't in the camp. But anyway, Aunt Clara wanted to take care of Frances, so she left a part of the farm, and then it was divided in four. James McMurray and his wife one part, Bill Edsel one part.
They
and
wind
Ruth,
up with it last. Frances McMurray gets it second.
No, but
for
this
her
is
her lifetime.
After Roy and Vera die, but see, they're all Miss Pease. Everybody but Bill Edsel, and Ruth Coram has already died.
Yeah.
That she left a fourth of it to.
Yeah.
And Miss Pease is, she's a whole lot older than I am. I'm sure she's. Way up in her 70s, maybe 80 by now, and James McMurray and his wife the same way. I mean, they're way up in their 70s,
and they have to get it after Roy dies. See, yeah.
And Roy was, just in his prime.
Yeah, but Roy has been in pretty bad health and had some, had some serious surgery, but Vera all of a sudden got sick and died. And Roy's married again, so I guess Roy's
now,
getting along all right.
She didn't divide the farm, she gave it to them one after another.
That's right.
Oh, that one.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. It goes through about three.
I don't know.
I can make you a copy. It'd be interesting. If you can read it, it's awful. She wrote it herself.
Wouldn't that be nice?
She wrote it herself.
Why didn't you think about it?
Well, let me tell you, we had a photostatic copy made.
And you have to read it real carefully.
She was so old when she wrote it. She was shaky, you know.
Yeah.
No, what I mean, you know, you have to figure out what
you're
going
to
get for.
Yeah.
Because it's so...
You know, I never wanted anything that people have, except I'd love to have one of those little rocking chairs that your mama or Aunt Clara sat in.
Yeah.
I don't want to sit in it, but I just love to look at it.
Well, I got both of them by George.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Aunt Clara had heard me say I liked the little rocking chair.
Yeah.
And she left everything in her house to Roy and Vera.
Yeah.
And Vera says, Kathleen, I have heard Aunt Clara tell you. No, I'll take it back. She left there but me a desk and Maureen and Dub a knee hole desk. Ours was an old timey.
Yeah.
And Vera says, now, Kathleen, I've heard Miss Clara tell you over and over she was going to leave you that little rocking chair. So you take it.
Yeah.
So I did. And it wasn't really a nice one. In fact, it's not very true. It's not comfortable to sit in. But I am picked it and have it in my bedroom.
Yeah.
And then that little rocker that was in Miss Al's bedroom.
Yeah.
She had put needlepoint all over it. And I had always loved it.
Yeah.
But they really didn't need it in the bedroom. And so when, of course, Alice left everything to Maureen and Doug. Of course, Alice said everything was hers when her mother died, you know.
Yeah.
We,
of course,
none of the boys had any choice of anything. So when she died, she left everything to Maureen and Doug, which was right because they'd been taking care of her. But Maureen said, now, if anything that you can use in particular want, why, we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
And I said, well, if
Doug... Yeah, Lee, snap that jigger there.
Hmm?
That electric thing, snap it.
Oh, the heater. So I said, well, if Doug isn't particularly attached to that little rocking chair, I'd love to have it because it would go nice in my living room, and it didn't. Particularly,
yeah,
it was all right. She had plenty of chairs in the bedroom.
Do you have that on stage?
I don't believe we do. And I had already said something to Alice about this bowl and pitcher.
Yeah.
And it had little pink flowers in it that would go so nice in my with my stuff, you know. And it was upstairs, and she didn't ever use it.
Yeah.
But when I asked her about it, she brought it downstairs and started using it.
Oh, yeah.
So... And I had a little table, and Miss Al gave Deborah a little table. And she decided she wanted it back after Miss Al died. Alice wanted it.
Yeah.
And so Deborah said, well, now Mama gave it to me, and you're not going to have it. I said, well, I'm not going to keep it if she wants it. I wouldn't have it in my house if she wants it. So she took it and had it refinished, which I wouldn't have done. She spent $65 on it. To have the little old thing refinished. And it wasn't good wood.
Uh-huh.
But it looks a whole lot better, of course, since it's refinished. So when she died, Bob said, well, Katie, I guess you can have the table now. So the table, we got that little table, which was Thebert's already because his mother had given it to him. And the bowl and pitcher, Maureen said, I would... particularly like to have a little rocking chair and the bowl and pitcher. Dub doesn't have any special attachment. Well, he didn't. He said it doesn't mean a thing to me, you know.
Yeah.
So
you ought to go over there and see the dishes.
But we took the
pretty dishes that they have over there.
They had a lot of. She had a lot of crystal and silver, but I didn't think they
bowls and things that she got when Mom married.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But I didn't have a place to put them.
We didn't have any place to put them, and they did.
She did give me. She gave me one bowl and one
beautiful
green.
You're not a collector
flat,
now.
I don't know if it's a Sierra dish or what, but it's flat. It's pretty.
Yeah,
I took it to
a way,
fair when you got.
Things that have been in my family a long time.
And got the blue ribbon on,
I
of
like
course.
To keep in.
Yeah.
And we had a 1915 license plate over there.
To go on that little antique
and those
paper,
kids,
you know.
The Dubs have
and,
lost,
you know,
it somewhere.
Just pieces that I could
trash can. I would have rather had
that
anything.
And they took them. They have one of those great big wardrobes upstairs.
Yeah.
Guy, I don't know if you ever slept in what they call the plunder room or not.
I've slept all around up in there.
Well, the plunder room was that room that you go in just as soon as you go upstairs, you know.
Yeah.
And they never did keep it. That was their junk room.
Oh,
you know,
I
just
see.
And so we took the bed out of that and had it refinished. And, of course, he had to make it that much longer to get the
short.
Modern mattresses on. Had
boy,
it refinished. And, a quilt box that was in the other, in what was Alice's room before she moved downstairs. Before she moved downstairs. Had it, well, I just did it. I just cleaned it up and put, I just did that lately.
Yeah.
Rubbed it with boiled linseed oil. And boy, it's more good old storage space in there.
Yeah.
I'd always had a quilt scattered all over the place. You know,
oh,
I got rid of extra quilts, couldn't find.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or her.
Now, you're talking about one that was tall.
Well, oh, that's what I started to tell you. That the, real tall wardrobe.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, Alice just had it stuffed full of art stuff, you know, I mean craft stuff.
Mm-hmm.
She, everything that the club did, she did it in a big way, you know, and whatever she had left over, she put in there. Well, they took that thing, cleaned it out and took it apart and took it downstairs, and Mayrene and the colored ball and the place took all the finish off of that, and then put up some kind of sealer or something on it, and took the panels out of the front and put glass in there and put glass shelves. And then put fluorescent lights up in the top.
So you can now.
And put this, all the china and the silver and the crystal in that. And that's the prettiest piece in the house.
Well, what do you know?
Now you know it is.
It's big.
The thing was put together with pegs.
Yeah.
And it was made from lumber off of the, on the place, they think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And this quilt box that I have, I think the same thing about that. And it never was varnished. It was just, and I just washed it with soap and water, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah.
And then rubbed it with the old English polish and then this boiled linseed oil. And I think I'm going to enjoy it because it, the storage space is a nice
mm-hmm.
one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I don't guess.
I guess it's no use taking those books along, Faye. I was just thinking I could show Kathleen kind of what I go by, that foxfire.
Well, I think maybe you might.
Well,
you have to think about coming back on the plane or something. And
oh, I wouldn't have that much stuff.
Uh-huh. Okay. I wish I could send some of this turkey with you for lunch, but I don't believe it would, without being on ice, I don't believe it would.
Are you ready to go?
Yeah, you?
Yeah.
Well, we've got some stuff to nibble on, you know, cookies and things like that,
is this pig dessert on the back tree?
Oh!
Is it too heavy?
No!
I can find a smaller jar, but
now that's, Talbot was taken off on that, he was taken off on that Tuesday morning the 4th, was it the 4th? Yeah, Tuesday morning the 4th, February 75, and this is Channel 2 Right, about halfway through, about 900, I suppose, on this Channel 2 Right, and Talbot and Kathleen are ready to take off, and I'm going with them. This Channel 2 Right on this, around 800 or 900, this Tuesday the, let me see again, Tuesday the 4th of February 75. Now this is a week later. Monday the 10th of February 75, and it's Channel 2 Right around 800 or 900. Channel 2 right around 800, 8900. And a week later, this is Monday night, they just called from Ocala and they did come up and spend the night at our motel. This Monday night, the 10th of February, 75. So this is the beginning of the visit with Kathleen and Selbert. This Monday night after supper, the 10th of February, 75. Channel 2 right around 800.
So you just left. If you all have seen that.
Yeah,
anyway.
Everybody
had you been to Disneyland in California?
Yeah. And everybody kept telling us this is bigger and better.
Yeah.
But we didn't see
you didn't see this wall. Mm-hmm.
And some people didn't think.
Now, the space.
Not just a little.
The space outfit may have been, but it was closed when we got to it, and we just didn't get back around
Well, of course,
to it.
That
well, now, don't skip it. I've never been there, you see. Did you see the you-know-who?
The president?
The Russians.
Oh, well, they were there yesterday.
Oh, they beat you there.
They beat us there.
Oh,
yeah.
No, I didn't
yesterday.
Know about that.
Yeah, I did. That's what I heard on TV.
Not on TV.
No, I heard that they were going to be there.
That.
I heard it Saturday night that they were going to be there Sunday.
I think the way you know them, the cameras was following around taking the pictures.
Yeah.
Well, where else y'all been?
There were crowds.
You went to Naples?
We went early.
Went down to.
And we did.
Guess
get
who
in.
Was all
at
Naples?
You didn't see Miss Hurley.
Group of parking, you know.
No.
Oh, you didn't see Miss Hurley? No, I didn't.
I wouldn't have known them. We Pentecost drove us around down Naples.
Yeah.
And he says, he had been to Robert Carter, got a home down there. And he says, I'll show you Robert Carter's home.
At Naples?
Naples.
I thought he'd over on the west east coast. Well, anyhow, you didn't see him.
Anyway, we didn't see him. He and Bert Cox and Mary Virginia were down there.
Bert had gone fishing.
Robert had gone fishing and saw Mary Virginia.
Well, isn't that funny that you're all on this?
Nothing short about Robert Carter's home down there either. I'll tell you that.
Boy.
No, it's right on the shore.
I've been sitting so long. It's just 96 miles from.
Well, it's not so
not
big.
So big, but
it's good all glass out there. It's just he says.
Well, it's right on the Gulf.
On the Gulf.
That's too much light.
Feel good to sit down again.
Right on the Gulf.
Right on it. Big glass.
In fact, the Gulf washed away part of their front yard.
And they came down there last summer and put some rock on it.
Oh,
really?
Already washed away.
So you saw Robert.
And we went out to
Sanibel
Island and I just scooped up a whole bag of shells so I could go through them when I got home and pick out them in the morning. Because we picked up.
Where did you go to Sanibel?
Yes.
And you got the shells there.
I picked up just there and we went to 3 beaches that day. And let's see, we went to another beach. The day we went to Naples, didn't we stop at the beach and pick
May
up?
Have
yeah,
I. Yeah,
the first. And picked up a few shells, you know. But when we went out to Sanibel, they were just piled, you know. But it took too much time to look through.
Yeah, and
see
that.
So I just scooped up a big plastic bag. I don't know what I was. When I get home, I'll go through them, let the kids have the ones they want, and I'll pick out the ones I want, throw away the rest of them.
Yeah.
But you got the most out of them on Sanibel.
Mhm.
Well, that's where people go.
We stopped at about 3, but it was cold.
Ooh, it was cold down there.
That wind blowing.
Well, it was, but I had to wear my coat all day. And it wore it all day. It rained on us all day.
Today.
Drizzle out there.
When?
All day.
Today?
Yeah.
Disney World. You all had any rain?
An hour or so ago.
Oh, let me tell you, the weather map showed us that there was clouds above us and below us.
Well, we decided, I thought maybe we'd get away by 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
And we just finally left for that time. But we would have accomplished more. I mean, we would have gotten to see more things and still gotten away by 4 o'clock if it hadn't been for the rain.
No,
but you can't stand those long lines, you know, waiting to get in the treehouse and those things in the rain.
old folks.
So you didn't get into all those things?
No, we didn't.
I tell you, if you want to go to that place, go there and get you a map and find out where you are, and take you about a month to find out where you are.
Yeah.
And then go back.
Well, I tell you, that's the truth. But they've got so many shops and souvenir places, you know, that you get you all mixed up when you go in. They give you a map of it.
Yeah.
And I'd be all straightened out, you know, and then we'd go in one of those places, and then I'd get turned around. But we saw.
You got enough of Florida.
I don't think
you got enough
better
of
than
I expect so, yeah. Well, especially where all that traffic is, and I don't know where I am. Well, I'm going to make this turn right or not.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We ain't had a bit of trouble, though. It's just follow the signs.
Well, I tell you, you certainly didn't have any trouble that afternoon we scooted down there.
No, we didn't have any trouble scooting back. We came back.
You got there fast. Fort Myers.
Almost. Well, we got on that same highway before we got to Claremont. And see, and we came 192 from Disney World to 27.
Hello.
And 27, you know, was what we took on then. And that wasn't very far.
Yeah.
About 10-12 miles.
Is that all?
And then we came 27.
We were right there on the range of it. Didn't know it.
We were in 8 to 10 miles of it, I guess.
Yeah.
But 27 left 441 back up at Ocala.
Yeah.
And we weren't sure whether
I'd forgotten that. That had
slipped
my
mind.
And so we had to stop to see if we needed, you know, keep on 47. I said, well, no, Macintosh is up here. And then after we got going, you know, I remembered that it was 441.
Yeah.
But, at first, I couldn't get it to come to my mind.
That was the nicest fellow at the Texaco station just before it came out of
Ocala. I guess, am I pronouncing that right?
Sure.
Yeah. That we stopped there.
On the Texaco service station there, he's just the nicest guy.
Told him we were looking for a public
gave
telephone.
Gave information then, did he?
Yeah, he wanted to talk
gas,
to us.
He said, well,
I'd
like to
meet folks, talk to us.
So that's what I did.
Yeah.
Checked my tires. Battery, water in my radiator.
Oh,
has it been cold here?
One night.
I don't hear about that anymore.
No, you sure don't, do you?
No, sir.
You go to Ocala, you stop at that service station. And
well.
Texaco service station, on your right, coming as well.
Yeah.
He's been to Ocala today.
Yeah.
I was down there this morning, but I didn't accomplish much. Oh, sure.
Well,
let me tell you, that was, we were over on the pier that morning, that Wednesday morning, wasn't it?
No, I don't know. We left here.
Listen,
I guess it was.
We left here Tuesday morning.
Yeah, Tuesday morning.
And we stayed in the motel Tuesday night and took you out that week.
Wednesday morning.
I tell
you,
every
day. And then you were going to Naples.
When do we go to Naples?
We went on to Naples that day. When we left you.
Yeah.
That's the day you
were
running
through Virginia. Yeah. 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 We went on Fort Myers Beach that day, you know, and out on the fishing pier. That was interesting to me to see him catch all those fish. You know, I just wanted to borrow somebody's fishing pole and catch fish. I've never caught a fish in my life. they never bite when I go fishing, so I gave up a long time ago.
Well, you mean where they're really catching them?
Oh, great long ones.
Great big ones.
I think they called them sheepheads, didn't they?
Yeah.
Sheepheads.
Well,
I hope LF was catching them.
They said they're good,
but that's
when we went on to Naples. And we ate lunch in a nice cafeteria just before we got to Naples. And then came on back. And that was...
Were the Pentecost with you at Naples?
Yes.
They went on
They took us. I mean, they drove.
They drove.
Our car, but Penny drove because
he knows
as much about that place as he does New York City.
Fort Myers and Naples knows as much about it as he does at home.
Well, shoot, this is the 7th year.
What
well,
is it, go down there every year?
For the last 7.
I don't want to go back
last
7,
no wonder he knows then. No wonder.
I don't know where I was here in town. I never could go.
Well, how do you figure? They just like it down there.
Well, I finally got so I knew where I was. I mean, because we went the same route so many times.
No wonder he feels at home down there.
But
Kathleen
said
she didn't
want to
go back every year.
No, I don't.
And they really got the houses in Naples.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty right on the...
It's grown a lot. They say, since
well, I wouldn't mind going down there with somebody else. They did the driving. I don't care. I wouldn't mind.
And Robert told her he's got one of the big ones.
Oh, it, you wouldn't call. Well, yeah, it's pretty good size.
It's nice.
He had another couple there, too, from Union City.
Yeah.
They were
two women. And then Bert and his
sisters,
wife.
Bert and his wife. Mary Virginia.
Was some other man going fishing with him, did she say?
She said two other men. I guess somebody Robert knew down there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They had chartered a boat. Gone out there.
Yeah.
Deep sea fishing.
Yeah. Well, now that was on Wednesday.
Naples is
yeah.
a big
yeah, the day we
right.
took you.
Big fishing.
Yeah.
Right, after we let you off.
And then Thursday.
Yeah. Thursday, I caught the
Wednesday.
Plane back.
You did?
Yeah. Well, let's see. Now, Thursday.
We went shopping. I went to all those supermarkets and Eckert's drugstore and the barbershop with Roscoe.
You did?
Yeah, we had a
trip. I think he got a haircut down there.
Yes, I got a haircut.
How long has it been since you've seen Roscoe?
Well, he's been up here.
Oh,
he comes up here all the time.
Did he?
Yeah.
Let's see, Thursday we went to, when we came back from Naples, we went to the Shell Factory.
Oh,
Santa
yeah.
Bell.
Didn't we, that afternoon? When that same time?
I guess so.
And then Thursday.
At Santa Bell?
No, it was that.
No, there at Fort Myers across the bay. Thursday. What did we do Thursday?
Guy said something about y'all going to Edison's house.
We did.
We did. That's when it was. Thursday, we went to the Edison house. And then just ate a light lunch. And Thursday.
Have you ever been there, guy, and gone through that place?
No, but I sure would love to.
I say, you know, from an education, that man didn't go to school for 4 months in his life.
Yeah.
Well, that'd be a
little... That was real. That was
real.
4 months.
Well, I remember, you know, when we studied about him, that his teacher told him he was too dumb to learn, you know, and his mother
taught
him at home. And then,
what a brain he must have had.
1,097 patents.
Good Lord.
What a brain that man must have had.
Yeah.
When he's
the
laboratory.
The battery was the hardest. He spent, 9 years of his life and $50,000 perfecting that thing.
That what?
The
battery.
It goes on a car.
Oh.
Car and a tractor and all that stuff.
So you all got a education
there. Yes,
we
did.
Yeah, we did.
You really did.
Now, I bought one of the books. I thought, Barra's in fifth grade, and things like that ought to be should be interesting to him.
Interested in anybody?
And
if it's
I said,
a fifth grade book, I'd take it.
It's been so long since I studied about Edison. I have forgotten a lot of things that I should remember.
I thought he would live further back than he did. Died in 1931.
he was pretty
he
well.
Was 85.
He was
85.
Yeah.
85.
He was
85.
Yeah.
That was pretty good age.
I thought maybe it was the 20s.
I didn't know.
31.
Yeah, 1931.
You know, there's a lot of things in this whole world.
And he's watching
down
the floor.
A lot of things to learn.
Well,
they carried us
going
through his house, and the first light bulbs that he put in are still burning. Those little wire things.
Still burning.
Yeah.
Still burning.
Ah!
Isn't that something?
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Now they won't last 10 days.
Of course, they're not very
bright. Now they won't last,
I wouldn't swap them. But, of course, they had several of them. Had a light fixture with several, but held several bulbs.
Yeah.
This guy had taken us through there. I was right up front. had one of those little bamboo cane thing. I wasn't big as you. What made a walking stick out of it? And he was pointing this thing out and out. He says, feel this, how heavy it is. Of course, I felt of it. He says, now you've got the stick. You be the guide on the rest of the tour. Got around at a Model T, T Model Ford, and had a 1907 Model Ford.
Yeah.
And I don't have a Cadillac, and I don't know what model it was, what year it was made, and yeah. Something else, and I don't know.
Just a little bit.
That Henry, he and Henry Ford were good friends.
Yeah.
His house, they showed us his house right next door. And after Edison died, Ford never did go back to his.
Never went back for
him. Somehow. But,
and who was the other? There was three of them that were real good friends.
We left that Saturday morning and got to Cypress Gardens at noon.
Oh, you saw Cypress Gardens?
And
oh,
that
yeah, that's wonderful.
Is the bright spot
in that
of the whole
oh,
trip.
Beautiful.
No,
that
was
there.
It was pretty.
You know, I have heard that.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen anybody who didn't recommend it.
We
I recommend
in,
it highly.
We went in the restroom.
You recommend
it. And not very far from
and watched the water, you know. And then
oh,
we toured
pretty.
The old, no, went into the show.
Uh-huh.
Saw the 12, 2 o'clock,
uh-huh.
Ski.
Uh-huh.
And then toured the old garden. By that time, we were, us old folks were ready to rest, and we came back and rested and watched the 4 o'clock show.
Uh-huh.
Of course, it's the same thing, but it was interesting again.
Uh-huh.
And then toured the new garden.
Uh-huh.
And by the and we're ready to leave by the time they closed at 5:30, and we'd already gotten the motel just a couple of miles before we got there. And we went back to that and spent the night. And then got up Sunday morning and went to church in this little church about
well,
a mile
fine.
From the...
Where?
It's Cypress Garden.
It's Cypress Garden?
It went, uh-huh. It, you know, it's right there. Winnehaven.
Winnehaven.
And,
that's
and those 2 days were real.
That's where
now,
you
I've,
went
I've,
to church.
I've talked about... we were in Birmingham last sometime. And went to church there and sat on the front seat. I mean on the front seat. I mean it was next to the front, but... wasn't anything in front of us. That church was, yes, Sunday was jammed, crammed full. It was on standing room only.
We
and
had chairs in front of the
chair
front seat.
And put us on the front of the front seat. I just never saw
so
it.
So people
they,
go to church
they're
then,
have
do
a,
they?
Yes, ma'am.
They're going to enlarge, though. And they
now
really
that
need
was in,
to.
In Birmingham?
No, that
yeah.
was in the... I said I was sat on the front seat in the church in Birmingham, but... down here, we sat in front of the front seat in a chair. They put chairs down that far.
Oh,
but they have a real good...
And the lady sitting next to me says, wait till you hear this preacher preach, and you'll see why this church is filled.
Well,
and
of course, a lot of them are tourists, you know, just like we
what
were.
What kind of church
was it?
A Methodist.
Oh, really?
A Methodist?
But
well, good.
Down,
are you a Methodist?
I
you're
am. Yeah, boy. Yes,
well,
and he
and
increased.
You mean
oh,
you still
Lord.
Got that creek
I,
in your
I,
neck?
No, I don't.
But there was nothing
I had to look up and see him sitting right under it.
Yeah.
You
said
that.
Yeah, but that choir, I believe I ever heard. That's the best choir, and it wasn't a big building.
Yeah. Well, what did he do that your preacher didn't do?
well, I don't know.
They're going to have the groundbreaking ceremony. March the
2nd.
2nd. You know, going to make a big thing out of that. Let it have all the members to come and
get, try to get some
have
money,
an all day thing.
Yeah.
Now that was a Cypress Garden.
That was Sunday, and
I've been there, and I saw the water skiing and a lot of that. They had a show out on the lake.
Yeah.
We rested well.
Mm-hmm. You know, I learned something else. I
saw between the gardens.
It's the gardens, of course, was so pretty. But you know, I didn't know that orchids grew in a tree. I don't know how I had missed that all along. I just never had thought about it.
Yeah.
And never had lived in, of course, where orchids were. You know?
Well.
And I saw them. I said, "Well, that looks like orchids," you know. And the sign down there says, "Orchids, look up," you know. And there they were, white, and then purple.
Just every kind, every kind.
Told them, that looks like an orchid. The woman in front of her turned around and said, like,
"But
haven't you got
a
bit of sense?" You know, she said, "Well, it is an orchid."
Well.
She thought, I thought it was plastic, you know, that they just put up there. But I really didn't know they grew out of a tree like orchids are parasites. Like mistletoe?
No, they're
air plants.
Oh, an orchid is an air plant too?
I didn't know
it is.
That. I
forgot.
I sure didn't.
I seemed like I saw something one time.
Well, they were growing out of this tree, pine tree or something.
Yeah, oh, they were.
Palm,
yes. I imagine.
Palm.
But they were.
Yeah.
And just great big ones.
Yeah.
Too high for me to reach.
Yeah.
But and they had a lot of camellias, of course, but they didn't have any prettier than these. Always pretty. There was such huge, I guess you'd call it a bush of azaleas, you know. One had just covered utility pole, you know, it was way up so high. Well, they
just
had two or three.
That ones. Big.
Mm-hmm. And they were
Well, they grow here.
Boom.
They've got them here way up.
Yeah,
to,
I'm sure.
You know, this, you probably haven't seen
them.
Oh,
yes, I know. There's a fellow who grows orchids up here, but
yeah,
he has a
I'm
hot
sure
house, so that wouldn't be the same thing, would it?
Well, of course, this was so broad and tall, I imagine.
Yeah, yeah.
More
so
than
big.
Anybody would
They're
want
old.
It. Made it look so pretty.
Well, if he's got them in a hothouse, does he have them growing out of a tree?
No.
But I wouldn't think so.
No,
I've
they grow on bushes and
they have
trees.
To grow on they have to grow on some kind of sort of a bush.
Well, they may just have gotten up that tall somewhere, I don't know, on that tree. Well, now there may be a certain, there's all kind of orchids.
Mm-hmm.
There's not just what we common to see around here. No, but there's all kinds.
All I know about him is he made a lot of money making windows. He can make them with the, you know, with the aluminum, or he can put the plate glass in.
He can.
So
yeah.
He made so much money, he didn't know what to do.
I've got a neighbor that grows them.
Grows
orchids. He's got a hot in Knoxville, but he's got a hot house somewhere that he grows. He just grows them in there.
Well,
he just went out and cut me one the other day. I didn't get out of the car to see.
Saturday then. Cyber's Garden took up most of Saturday.
Well, we stayed there from. We got there about 12:30, I guess, and stayed to 5:30.
Yeah.
That's just a whole afternoon. And it
well,
was
Was it Saturday you left?
Saturday morning.
And
we got there. When we left, we planned to just drive down there and check in and visit the garden Sunday.
Yeah.
Well, we got there at noon, and we didn't have a thing to do in the afternoon. I said, well, let's go to the garden.
Yeah.
And then we'll have tomorrow to go to church and drive on toward Disney World, you know, and not be rushed.
Yeah.
And so that's what we did.
But
and
this
it worked
is
out
Monday.
Real well.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
And we got checked
this
in.
Is church. You just went to church yesterday.
Yesterday. Yes, it was yesterday, wasn't it?
It was just yesterday that you went to church.
Got in the motel about 3:30 down at, we were about 10. We had to go the other side of Disney World. The first motel we stopped was filled up. And they sent us on to this other one closer to SeaWorld, but we didn't go to SeaWorld. We, or Marine Land. Which one is
SeaWorld?
SeaWorld.
It's SeaWorld down there.
Well, we went to Marine Land in California, and we felt like it'd be very much the same. Just
so then you you had all the day then at Disney World.
Yeah.
Well,
and we needed it.
Oh Lord.
Yeah, say
125 acres in the parking lot.
What?
125 acres in the parking lot.
But I still
that's what the girl said on
that,
the tram.
It's an improvement on the one in. Of course, the first time you see something, it's such a thrill.
Yeah, you do kind of.
And of course, that took something away from it. I think we'd seen some with Small World. We've seen it twice out in California.
Oh, really?
And. But the only thing that they had that I could tell that was new was the Space Center, and we didn't get much out. They had the rocket flight, but I didn't think I was up to the taking that. Because I afraid I'd just...
We went in those
places that feels like an airplane ride, you know, that shows you the what the world tour or something. And I was afraid I was going to get air sick in there. I mean, you know, it felt like you were on a plane and just zooming right into it. But I didn't. It didn't last long enough.
Well, Wednesday you went to Naples and... Thursday, where was it?
Sanibel Island. No, Thursday, Edison Home.
Edison Home.
And Friday, Sanibel Island.
Oh, I thought you did that the same day you went to Naples.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Oh, you mean
no,
you
we
to
took
Naples,
a whole day
same
Sanibel
day we took you over.
Oh, you did. Mm-hmm. You took
look,
all day Friday over at Sanibel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was, by the time we drove, all we got back, in time to go out to the orchard and get some, the Pentecost were going to leave Sunday. They thought at first they were going to leave Saturday too, but we decided we couldn't stay together. I mean, we were going different places, and so they decided to wait until Sunday morning to leave. And
they
so we went out with them
too.
To get where they'd
you
been
went
getting
to, you all went to St.
No,
Peter's?
No, the Pentecost were going to St. Petersburg.
They went to St. Petersburg.
And so we went
yesterday.
Out to this private orchard.
A lot of
that
people
they knew
go
about
to
and got some grapefruit.
To St. Petersburg.
Oh, did you
and
fix some?
That afternoon. Uh huh. And then.
Well, you
now they
made
went
a big
with you
trip.
To Sanibel?
In a week.
Yeah.
You've just been gone a week now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were here a week ago, weren't we?
A week ago, you left Tuesday morning.
I told Phil, I said, well, it was last Monday night we were up there, wasn't it? The day,
yeah,
we will have been gone.
And my watch gave out on me, you know, it just won't,
oh,
it was giving me trouble here,
well,
and it just
mine
quit completely. And I
kind of lost for that
the plane
watch.
Too much.
Oh. Well, that's funny, though, that you all run upon Union City people.
The boy that parked our car this morning in the lot said, what part of Tennessee are you from? And we said, Northwest Tennessee. He said, I went to school at Martin.
He said, do you know so-and-so? And I said, yeah. But though he was in a hurry parking those cars.
Yeah,
Lord,
he didn't have time to talk because those cars were coming in there. Of course, he had to do his business.
Oh, really?
So he was walking
just
and parking and talking.
Well,
didn't he call somebody's name?
Yeah, Gunner. I don't know. I know some Gunners down there, but I don't know whether I know the one he's talking about or not. I wonder why he's not in college. All that there stuff is run by college kids out there.
Oh, is it?
Well,
mm-hmm.
It looked like college age kids.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I just wonder why they, if they were college, why weren't they in school?
Well, I mean, maybe they
maybe
take a quarter off. So. Well, there were a lot of children.
Out of Yellowstone, that place is run by college kids.
Yeah,
yeah,
well,
congressman
out
here,
summer off.
Can get you a job, kid out of job out there, if
yeah.
You know him real well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But some children were standing right in front of
every
you know,
congressman, every
three children.
So he could have gotten
him
a job out there.
Oh, waiting
yeah.
To go
he
into the president's place. And so I asked the oldest boy, I said, how'd you get out of school to come? Or did you get a vacation from school to come down here? And his mother laughed and said, no, we just took them out.
So you all have seen, you all have seen more of Florida than the Fayette scene since she's been down here.
We just go over to the beach and sit and stay.
Well, it's just indifference. It's just inertia, you know. I've wanted to see all those things.
Well, of course, there's a lot to see.
And it's more fun to go with
couldn't
somebody.
Possibly
sure.
See.
Mm-hmm.
Just like things in Tennessee that I haven't seen.
Jeez.
I've never been to the Grand Ole Opry.
Well, now there you are. I went to that one. It's been a long time.
Well, they've changed that
one.
Thing up now.
Yeah.
They've changed it up.
Oh.
You all going to it?
Oh, they
go.
They built a.
We are going there next
land.
Fall.
You know,
you're
like
going there next fall.
Jim's organization's having their annual meeting at the Grand Ole Opry.
Oh.
So he's invited us to come.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do you know?
They rented the thing, I guess, for that one night.
It's
I don't
next
know.
October, though.
Yeah. October.
Yeah.
That's on that. I don't know that we'll go in.
That you'll go.
I don't know that we'll go in sooner than that.
I think the opera land is a whole lot like, has, you know, of course, on a smaller scale, like Disney World.
Of course, we're trying to cover as much of that territory, that concrete out there, as we could cover today. And she's like a racehorse trying to keep up with, and I finally, she'd get way out ahead of me.
And what, you just get lost.
I said, now, you
just
drug
along like a 65-year-old man.
Finally stopped and waited for me. I said, now, let me tell you something. We're going to get separated in this crowd.
Yes.
And I said, I've got the car key.
Well, I had another pair.
You've got the car key. She better stop then, hadn't you? Pay attention. Where
well, I wouldn't
know
how I'd gotten to it without her. She had the map.
She had the map. Yeah, you had the key.
Stay in the rain anymore than I had to.
Lord mercy. I tell you, you need to be a teenager to go out there.
Yeah, I really think we've seen enough of Disneyland. Yeah.
Well, this fella up here that I work with a little bit, he goes down there every now and then and spends a day or two just studying their use of computers and electronics.
Yeah, well, I met somebody
and
like
they run a whole wing of the place with a computer.
Yeah.
And things like that. Well, now, don't look at me. I don't know anything about it, Mr. Elbert, but that is something, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, for instance, we went in the Tiki Bird house, you know, tropical. And they've got hundreds of little birds in there.
That's some juice.
And they're all wired up until they turn, you know, and open their bills all the time.
Sing.
I mean, that's bound to be electricity and, you
just
know.
Like
I couldn't find any wires running to them, but evidently they had some.
You know, they were, but they were perched on
the
pole.
They opened
them
out
and
sang, you know, and there were dummies sitting down on the limb. Well, they had a record recording that was doing their singing, and they just doing opening their mouth.
Well.
And in that small world with all the little dolls from all over the world are working and a dancing and a...
The electrical work and all that stuff is something.
Yeah.
And all those monorails, that's run by electricity too, you know.
You get on those and that takes you around to see things.
No.
It takes you to... to the
you
parking
get on,
lot.
You get out of your car and walk up there to that tram. It picks you up and carries you to the gate and you buy your ticket and you get in. One of those monorails, it carries you over into the ground, and you get off over in there.
I see.
I guess that's the way it was. When we got on one and came back. And
yeah.
And got on a walked out the gate.
I believe we bought our ticket after we got off the monorail.
And there's no conductor
on
it.
Tram.
Well,
they got
$5 to get into the
ground. That thing runs as smooth, just like a breeze going down.
I rode on the...
Covered all those rides.
Oh, did
it? And actually gave the tickets away.
And we could have ridden up Main Street back up there. I mean, we had we bought a book of tickets. And one of them was to ride the horse-drawn thing or the bus, you know, either one, up Main Street. But we couldn't find the place to get on. Well, in fact, it was on up here on Main Street, you know, and it drove you around. And came back to the entrance, so it wouldn't have helped us much in the walking deal.
A friend of mine just said that you had to pay $5 to get in on the ground or something.
Yeah, you do. Five something to get in, but $6.50. Let you in so 8 different places.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Or at least you have 8 tickets. One of them, I think, is riding that. And we didn't, one of them was the Swiss Family Robinson Treehouse. And that's real interesting.
But
we'd seen it in California, and it was raining, and it was getting late. So I didn't. I had that ticket. We both had that ticket left.
I don't know who the Swiss Family Robinson.
Oh, That you didn't go to the Swiss Island?
No, we went out in California.
We saw it. And what
who was the Swiss?
But you had to wait in line from here to the trailer in the rain to get in.
What was it like?
And
I don't know. It was a man-made tree out here.
You know, the story of Swiss Grandin Robinson, how they were on this island and built this tree to live in, and they've got just a reproduction of that tree. And you get to go up in it and all down. It's real interesting. I'd like to have seen it again because you forget things, you know.
Well,
but as I say, you'd have to stand in the rain and line as far as from here to the trailer before you could get up there, and then, of course, the tree was raining in the tree, too.
Raining in the tree.
So when we started out,
that tree didn't have a roof over it.
It didn't have a roof over it.
You mean the Swiss family Robinson didn't...
They had a house.
Get out of the rain?
They built a little house.
And then we had a ticket to do some things in Frontierland, like shooting gallery and a boat ride. Now, and we would have taken that, but see, it was a riverboat ride.
No,
but it was raining, and we was out in the open.
If we had had we been staying at motel up there tonight, I would have said, well, let's go see it. Well, I want to get out of there before it got dark. And on the way down here, but I didn't mind.
Well, if it hadn't been raining, I think we could have done those things right quickly. You know, you've got to stand in line.
It take you an hour to find the thing on your map.
But we stood in line.
And then you get in there and stand in line
to get
like
in.
Rush to get there like you do in army and stand there and wait. That's the way you did in army, wasn't it?
I stood in many lines in the army, but I decided I wouldn't do one thing. You know, they'd give you chocolates. You'd queue up, and you'd stand in line, and you'd get the little chocolate. And then they'd have Kodak film, something like that. And you'd stand in line. You'd queue up and stand in line, you see, for a long time. And some things I had to stand in line for, but I decided way back I wasn't going to stand in line for...
unnecessary stuff. Well, you sure have to stand in line to go to that place.
Yeah.
And we got there in the morning before the space thing opened. You know, it was 20 minutes before time for it to open. So we were going to start there, you know, and then work on around to Fantasyland. Well, she said that 20,000 leagues under the sea is right over there. So we go over there to do that in that 20 minutes, you know. Well, we stood in line at least 30 minutes. I mean, you know, kept going
that
down this way.
That submarine never did
back
go
and forth.
That water.
The submarine.
No, it just, the little yacht. About like this yard area here that it floated around in, but you were down on the water, but
yeah,
that submarine never did get on that water. You just looked out that porthole there and you saw all that.
It was interesting. All kinds of fish. And
told us how deep he was. He never could get underwater. But it felt like, one time he felt like his thing just dropped down there.
Yeah. You
and
dropped.
Yeah. And never did get submerged. Never was emerged.
You were submerged. You were down underwater.
What do you like the best that you've seen on this trip?
Well, I like Silver Springs up here, and then I like Cypress Garden. I'd have to recommend that.
I didn't know it was
Silver Springs. You like Silver Springs?
Well, what did you see? Just everything.
It was just a real pleasant day.
Just flowers and shrubs,
all
and trees, and plants. I don't
and
know. And
just
that and we enjoyed the ski show.
Edison,
the
ski
show,
a lot of
They get on the skis out there. They're pretty girls.
They pull those guys out there without any skis on.
Yeah,
just
use the feet as skis.
And pull them backwards.
Just do it.
Without any skis on.
I said I sure had somebody do that besides me.
They run full of those boats go upside that high thing, you know?
Yeah.
and pull them over those jumps.
Mm-hmm. And they had clowns and a lot of foolishness.
Oh, yeah, yes. Well, now, that ought to, you see, with all the water sports, that ought to appeal to a whole lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
Because a lot of them
did. I mean, there were a lot of people there.
You only get there about 30 minutes before the show time.
Well, I bet you most of the people there had done that water skiing.
No, I don't. Well, maybe so, but I mean, a lot of them, but I don't see how they do it. Jim likes
to. Well, they buy boats down here when the children get up a certain size.
Yeah, I guess so.
The children put the pressure on them, and they go buy a boat just in order to take the children skiing. They may have a boat,
mm-hmm.
but it ain't big enough.
Not fast enough.
Yeah.
Everything in Florida skis, I think.
Well, yeah.
So they get a bigger boat.
Yeah, I guess so.
But
of course, there were
many
people
there.
There
weren't many people there. I don't imagine from Florida.
Not
all the way down.
We saw more cars from Ontario than any other place.
Connecticut.
Anywhere.
Massachusetts.
Yeah. Every one of them, a Yankee, everybody talked to. Or heard talk.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you, did you hear the weather?
No.
Oh, it is cold up there now.
Oh, yeah, we did.
It was 22 below zero in some place up there.
Uh-huh.
Wasn't
in New York?
Somewhere, I heard
this
morning. I heard them say that, too.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All were cold.
Somebody told me it was snowing
in Florida.
Yes,
around
cold down there. It was cold today. I started to get out of the car this morning to not take this old jacket, but I'm glad I did.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you got it. I took the shuttle. I rode the shuttle.
Yes,
in that big airport at Tampa. You see the waiting rooms over separated from the terminal.
Yeah. You had to change planes?
Yeah. Of course, I didn't have to go anywhere to change planes, except I just wanted to go back over there. And I kept saying this thing go back and forth. I didn't know. I know it's a streetcar. And I inquired if I'd get over to the other place. They said take the shuttle. And I was very dubious about it. She said just walk down there and get on the shuttle. It'd take you across. Well, I thought I could manage that. But then when it got up there, you see, there wasn't anybody there. It just opened up by itself and closed by itself, and I wasn't anybody even getting on it. So I
quit.
So I skipped a ride. And next time there's somebody there, you see, and I got on there and rode across there. Oh, it gets up a good speed going across there. I don't think it's very far, but as far as we get around, maybe a little farther. That's longer than that. But it's nice. I wouldn't mind riding a shuttle like that.
Well,
after that rain,
you'll have a lot to talk about and think about now.
Yeah,
you've
got enough to keep you busy for a long time, just sorting all this stuff out.
I don't think you'll never get all the sand out of the car from that Sanibel Island trip.
No.
Well, now, in Sanibel, you went around the beach a lot.
Yeah.
What else?
Well, that's about all.
Just drove out in those jungles.
Yeah, we drove to the wildlife thing.
I was going to Sanibel, but we never did see a crocodile.
I mean,
is it a crocodile?
I saw a lot.
Yeah. No.
Alligators.
Alligators.
Well, aren't they the same thing? Aren't they the same
animal?
No, alligators. Crocodiles.
Alligators right here.
They had baby alligators for sale.
Baby alligator down here in the Guy's Lake when he had a good lake.
Did you, Guy?
Yeah,
we got an alligator hole out there.
Mm-hmm.
But the water's been so low.
Let's see.
Are they afraid of you when you see
we
you come in where
one.
They move?
Oh, is it?
I never tried.
Silver Springs.
They don't bother.
They don't.
No, I keep out of that way. They used to talk about them getting baby calves, but
I've never seen one down here, though. I mean, here. You can hear them.
Alligator to catch. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, they don't, only in water, aren't they? They don't on dry land, are they?
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. I went out to feed
they
them.
Are.
I went out to feed
oh,
the horses.
Go like a street of lightning.
Several years
on
ago.
On land?
There was a baby alligator right there.
I didn't know that.
Oh, goodness.
Even though little
yeah.
baby ones just go zip.
Uh-huh. Well, I didn't know that.
He stayed there 2-3 days and he left. He's right out there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, he got off the way. Well, so that's curious now, but Sanibel and the Cypress Gardens kind of, well, that was quieter, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's real quiet out there. Drove across those great long bridges. Where?
Yeah.
And then Fort Myers, I guess it was. We crossed those bridges. On crossed somebody. Was, I don't know what. They say it was a river. It didn't look like a river to me. It looked like the ocean.
Yeah. Well, now, let me tell you. Old, what's her name?
Allie.
She looked like she was right up in his class.
What are you talking about?
She's getting around.
Yeah, they got to do us. Or me.
Why, she looked like she had her sleeves rolled up out there on that pier. Ready to do things.
Did you, after you saw him, do you remember ever seeing him before?
Let me tell you.
Let me just check on the heat. Y'all be right back.
Talbot, I'd kind of have to be down there in the country. Now, he'd been in this office all so long.
Yeah, because
yeah.
he went
yeah,
in
but he was there. He went to, I don't worry, he graduated from high school.
What time is it? I've got a call, Daniel.
8:30.
It'd be 7:30 their time, wouldn't it?
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah.
Central.
That's after yourself. Anytime you want to call, just have
yeah, call Bill, too. Or somebody home. See what's going on.
Oh.
You can call them both collect. We'll pay them for the call.
Well, it won't cost you much if you just dial
no,
one.
Yeah, and then we can pay a guy.
All right, you can just find
well,
out what
the
cost.
How much does it call? How much does it cost you to call us?
I have no idea.
Well, when you get your bill, send it to us.
All right, I guess Bill will send it to us. Yeah, that'd be that simple.
Well, that'll be.
I hate to use somebody else's phone where I can't use that, you know, dial it myself.
You want to tell Dan that we'll leave here in the morning and spend one night on the way, and that'll put us in there sometime Wednesday.
Don't know how long we'll stay when we get
yeah.
there.
and stay with them. Well, it's on what they're doing, really. and we tell Bill the same thing.
Yeah, and ask him about the weather down there and everything.
Huh?
Ask him about the weather and everything.
Yeah. All right, let's see.
How things are getting along with the house.
Who's somebody taking over for you?
Dub and the boy that lives on the place. And Bill.
Yeah.